I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here with... Kirsten Conley reports in the New York Post that the New York State Senate just violated the state's open meetings law by passing a rule not allowing cell phone recordings in the Senate chamber. Quote, "In my opinion, the rule adopted by the Senate is inconsistent with the open meetings law," unquote, said Robert Freeman, the executive director of the Committee on Open Government. Quote, "Any meeting of a public body, which includes both houses of the legislature, that is open to the public shall be open to being photographed, broadcast, webcast, or otherwise recorded and or transmitted by audio and or video means," unquote, the law states. Republicans voting for the law cited decorum, but Freeman says, quote, "I believe that a rule could validly prohibit the use of cell phone relative to conversation on a phone or sound created by a phone," unquote. Blocking the use of phones silently violates the law. Democratic Senator Brad Holeman, Manhattan, has asked Freeman's office for a formal opinion on the issue. Read the full story in the New York Post. Times Herald reports that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is proposing measures to strengthen laws against computer hacking, identity theft, and other computer crimes. His proposal would create a new, quote, cyber incident response team, unquote, to respond to cyber attacks and create harsher penalties for tampering with a computer or using a computer to steal the identities of large groups of individuals. The full proposal will be revealed in several speeches from Cuomo next week. Read the full story in the Times Herald Record. Vivian Yee and Patrick McGeehan report in the New York Times that the Indian Point nuclear power plant will shut down in April 2021 under an agreement between Entergy and New York State. The utility company owns the facility along the Hudson River in Westchester County, which supplies electricity to New York City less than 30 miles to the south. Quote, "Why would you allow Indian Point to continue to operate defies common sense, planning, and basic sanity," unquote, Governor Andrew Cuomo said in June. Read the full story in the New York Times. Peter Aaron reports in Chronogram that Rich Conate, a Hudson resident and for 45 years the host of New York area radio program The Big Broadcast, died at 63, a victim of cancer. Conate played jazz and pop music of the 1920s and 30s on the WFUV show for nearly half a century. Read the full story in Chronogram. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that Saugerties Town Supervisor Greg Helsmortel says the town is trying to move to solar energy, but the location for its array has moved from Kings Highway to the former landfill site on State Route 212. Helsmortel also wants to make Bristol Beach an undeveloped park along the Hudson River open for recreation. Quote, "It won't be a big project because we're going to move slowly with grant money," unquote, he said. Quote, "That will be a big project someday. It will be a big asset to the town," unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Lauren Linder reports for News 10 TV in Albany that the New York SAFE Act, passed in 2013, requires handgun owners to recertify their permits every 5 years, beginning January 3rd. Anyone issued a handgun license in the state before January 15, 2013, must recertify their permit by January 31, 2018. Those issued a license on or after January 15, 2013 will have to recertify 5 years after the date it was issued. Greene County Sheriff Greg Seeley is no fan of the law. Quote, "As the people of Greene County know, I disagree with the New York SAFE Act and any attempts of government to hinder the Second Amendment. I encourage all Greene County residents to contact Assemblyperson Peter Lopez and Senator George Amador to express your opinion about the SAFE Act," unquote. You can read that full story at News 10 TV in Albany. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio.